previously on Three of Hearts. Agents Velm and Feldspar awkwardly moved on from their kiss and went to see Anya and Kurt Whittlesby. Together, they worked through their evidence, piecing together that everything is likely tied to Bridge, the local religion, in which Kurt is heavily involved. Furthermore, they learn that Kurt was altered to have a panther head during the healing process, and Spar learns that he doesn't trust Velm, strongly suspecting that Velm's uncle, Grey Harrington, was involved in Kurt's kidnapping and subsequent experimentation. The duo left the watermill with new questions and few answers. Actually, as you're leaving, Spar, flip me another Wit Arcana.
Okay. Wit is 4, Arcana is 2, that is 6, and Healthy is 7. King, Queen, Jack, 3 successes, please.
Okay. So as you were talking to Kurt, you sort of realized that his new alteration is what was causing the strange... you know, the increased, the different sounds for you.
Mm-hmm.
But as you're exiting, you realize it may not have been that simple, because as you sort of do the math in your head, you're currently hearing 3 sources of magic in this home. Anya, Kurt, unclear.
Does the third one have a location? Can I tell where it's coming from?
Mm-hmm. It seems to have moved. Because before it was in Kurt's room, and now it seems to be outside the home.
When I look outside, do I see anything where it should be coming from?
No. Can you flip me Wit Investigation?
Sure. So that's 4 and 4 is 8. 1 for being healthy is 9.
Can Velm flip something to see if he picks up that Spars notice something?
You don't have to flip.
I haven't flipped anything this whole session, though.
If you want to flip to assist in the look, absolutely.
Okay. What am I flipping?
Yeah, intelligence investigation.
Okay.
Yeah, Spars not subtle. He, like, looks up and then starts looking at something that's not there.
Mm.
Okay. Intelligence is 4. Investigation's 2. 1 for healthy, 1 for eclectic. What we got? Oh, goodness.
Good goodness or bad goodness?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I got 4 successes and a joker.
Okay.
Which we still have our anti-joker if we want to use it, right?
Mm-hmm. We haven't used it yet this session. Do you want to? Or do you want to hold it?
I'm not sure what else we're going to do this session. It seems like it might be good to ante this one. If it leads us to less problems while we're trying to figure out what the fuck's going on.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
Okay.
Let's ante this joker, please.
Okay. Spar, with the 1 success, you don't quite see anything, but you point Velm in the direction to kind of pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
He spots footprints in the ground, as if something invisible is walking.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly, they break into a run, and it's very obvious where something is.
Oh, shit.
As they run across the watermill in the direction of the boats that are there.
Spar's running after it.
Okay. Give me a brawn athletics. No, agility athletics.
Okay. I had 2 cards left, so I am shuffling. So hopefully some of these face cards will come back. Okay. Agility is 3. Athletics is 2. So that's 5 plus healthy is 1. That makes 6.
Okay.
Is there a hover boat anywhere nearby?
Hold on. Let me resolve some things real quick.
Okay.
2 successes.
2 successes. Okay.
Hang on. I'm thinking about using drive. So I used 2 more drive and I got a crit, which is currently worth 4. So that's 4 plus the 2 successes I pulled for 6 successes total.
That is some worthwhile drive.
Yeah.
Holy guac. Okay. That's very interesting.
And so the plan is to run and tackle them.
Okay. Vellum curses and follows after Spar.
Okay.
As quickly as he can.
Spar, I mean, they got two successes. So what was going to be a tie is now you handily catching up to them. So you tackle them. It's a person. Mm-hmm. Can't see them yet.
Mm-hmm.
And they stab in your general direction with something. You feel it mm-hmm. graze you, but your dodge kicks in. Actually, is it fair to say that it's undodgeable harm because you can't see it? Or do you think you can somehow sense this is coming and dodge it? I'll accept either answer.
I mean, yeah. If they've been tackled, I imagine Spar would be able to potentially feel their body, like...
That's fair.
If he's around their waist or whatever.
Preparing for the lunge. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking if it were D&D, they'd be grappled and would take disadvantage. Is right, that
right? Sure. Yeah. Okay, so I'll actually give you one better because you beat them so much in the athletics contest that mm-hmm. they go for the stab, you dodge it, and you're able to knock the sword out of their hand. And as you do so, it becomes visible.
The sword does?
The sword does. And you recognize this bejeweled cutlass as one belonging to Jasper.
How big is the person?
Jasper-sized.
Is their hair Jasper length?
Mm-hmm.
Spar... Is like holding their sword arm in one hand and is like mm-hmm. patting around them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And says, Jasper?
They uncloak themselves and you see Jasper pinned beneath you.
What the fuck?
Question.
In not the way that childhood Spar would have wanted.
Does Spar get the migraine tinglies of magic around this Jasper?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Something else to happen?
Yeah, that's how we found this Jasper, is I could hear them.
Yep.
Right. Okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Although I guess the magic could have also been coming from the cloak.
Vellum, can I get brawn athletics from you?
Okay. Things we love. Brawn is 2, athletic is 9, healthy is 1. Oh, goodness. We got 1 success and 1 joker.
Do you want to use drive?
I can. I'm not sure what's happening.
I'll be frank. You want to beat 3 successes.
Ooh, I can try. I want to beat 3.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anything I flip would get that unless I flip a crit.
Which is possible. You've got almost your whole deck under you.
I'll just be even more honest. Something unseen is trying to grab you.
Oh.
If that changes how dire you find this flip.
Okie dokie. Let's see what my drive can do. I've got 5 points in drive. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. I got a king and the queen of hearts.
Nice. Good.
Okay. So the Queen of Hearts counts for 2 plus the 1 for being the face cards. That's 3 plus the King is 4 plus the other success is 5. So that's 5 successes and a joker.
Okay. So something grabs you from behind, something invisible. You wriggle out of its grasp, and you face first, boom, into something else invisible. And I'm going to need to flip another brawn athletics.
God. All right. I don't have more drive now.
I don't know how much of a speech is vellum. Look out. There's more of them. But can I friendship speech?
I got 5 successes. That wasn't enough.
I'll give you a +1 to this flip for adrenaline coursing through you.
Okay.
I don't know how logical friendship speech is in this scenario. I hate to be a butt. Not +1 flip. I don't know if that's what I said. A +1 success for this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So brawn athletics is 3 cards, none successes.
So that's 1 success then.
Yep. Okay. And they got 2 successes. So yeah, something grabs you. You wriggle out of its grasp and then you go right into the warm embrace of something else.
What the fuck?
You feel like whatever's like holding you, like they really are like hugging you is like how I would describe the stance here.
And Tatiana?
It's like, it's like cold and metallic.
Spar's going to scream for Anya.
Oh, that's good. Okay. Fuck. Okay. This might get more wild. So let me hold on. I'm still describing here. So they don't reveal themselves, whatever's grabbed you. But while you feel something cold and metallic holding you, villain, you feel something sharp and metallic poking into your neck from behind.
Shit.
Both Vel and Spar can, well, Vel can't see, he can feel it, but Spar, you can see a thin bead of blood going down the back of Vellum's neck.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not that he's taken harm yet, but, like, the threat of harm is right there.
Right.
Anya's gonna run out. And the third invisible thing, I guess the fourth invisible thing that is here is going to try to grab Anya. Okay, they crit, which is only 2 successes for NPCs, so that's not too bad. So let's see for Anya. I got a shuffle. Ah! But can I shuffle? That's the question on everyone's mind. Okay.
Can Spar abandon Jasper to go try to grapple with
We'll get to that in a second. That's okay. Pretty much what's on the table here.
I don't know if it would be something else to flip for, but I imagine Vellum is probably trying to struggle and maybe can accidentally or intentionally try to pull their invisibility cloak type thing if there is one on these guys.
Okay, hold on. We're asking a lot of questions. I'm still revolving the last action. Resolving, but yep. It's okay. We'll get there. I know. It's a kind of a tactic scene. Anya bursts out of her home. Unfortunately, Anya is vision impaired and did flip a joker.
Oh, no.
So, and 1 success.
So many jokers in the last 5 minutes.
She stumbles out the door and almost falls down the stairs, except for the fact that something catches her from behind.
From behind?
It was like standing next to the door.
Mm.
She's now being like held by the scruff from the scruff of her neck, like off the ground. Yeah, does Spar let Jasper go? Well, Jasper says, like, if you want your friends to live, I suggest you unhand me.
When Jasper became visible, was there a physical cloak or was it?
No, it's like a magic.
Spar stands up, but does draw his sword.
Stands up and draws the sword? Like, in what way? Like, are you pointing at Jasper, or are you just generally drawing your sword?
Just readiness, and also kicks Jasper's sword away.
Okay.
I thought it was, like, a physical cloak, because it sounded like it got pulled away. Was that just the visual effect of the magic coming undone?
Yes.
What stopped the magic?
Jasper did it willingly when they when the sword got taken away from Jasper, right? It was no longer on Jasper's person, so I made it visible.
Okay.
And then, actually, I don't even know if I ever said Jasper uncloaked, but I think they would once they realized that, like, Spar knew who it was.
Okay.
So, yeah, what's happening next? I mean, there's just a standoff, and Jasper says, I'll call my friends off if you let me walk away.
Aspar. Does that look like Val and Anya are, like, in danger?
Anya, not necessarily. Velum, yes.
Okay.
I mean, do you want to flip something? Do you want to play this game real quick? You can flip, I don't know, like a wit empathy to kind of read the temperature. Does that make sense?
I'll take it.
Okay.
That's 4 and 4, 8. 1 is for healthy is 9. Can I get a bonus for it being Jasper?
Sure.
So that's 10. 10. 2 successes and a joker.
Wow. Okay. I mean, you believe that the threat of danger is real. You don't know, like, here's what I'll give you. You think that Jasper's being honest, that if they get out of here, no harm will come to Anya or Velum. But as of now, are Anya and Velum in danger? Yes.
Do I get any sense about what is different about Jasper? What they are about? What's going on here specifically with Jasper?
What do you mean?
Well, the Jasper that Spar knew as a child wouldn't, A, couldn't become invisible, and B, wouldn't threaten
innocent people.
Yeah, especially not a civilian.
Right. I would say desperation is maybe the adjective, the noun that we can throw in the situation. For that joker, as you concentrate, you get a lot of feedback. And I'm going to need you to make a brawn biology.
Okay. Brawn is 3 and biology is 0. Healthy is 1, so 4. 2, 3, 4. 2 successes.
Okay. You're able to resist the headache.
Hey, Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
How restrained is Velum right now?
Being hugged by something that seems to be pretty impressive in size.
Okay.
Fairly restrained.
Okay.
Spar is not making a threatening motion towards Jasper, but does ask, what's going on? Jasper, what is this?
Well, it was supposed to be nothing until I started getting chased.
I don't think it's nothing for you to be invisible and creeping around. Especially not with associates. That's not nothing.
Well, the associates aren't very alive. And can you give me a brawn persuasion to intimidate Jasper into spilling some beans?
Brawn is 3. Persuasion is 2. So that's 5 and healthy makes 6.
While this is going on, can Velum try to wiggle out?
Yeah, absolutely. Wiggling out would be, I think, agility, athletics. If I'm being very generous, agility sneaking, maybe.
Okay.
If that's any better for you.
Yes.
Okay.
1 success.
Okay.
Agility is 1. Sneaking is 2. 1 for healthy, 1 for eclectic. I got 1 success.
For 1 success, you wriggle, and you get the sense that you could, but Jasper, like, looks in your direction and says, Agent Velum, if you try to escape, it will not end well for Anya. Merrim?
Jasper?
I will make you a deal. We appear to be at a bit of an impasse here. If you allow me to leave Clovenheart, I will name the person you really want. But I need you to put away that little death instrument you're holding and back away from me. The same will be done. And then my homunculi will let your friends go. And then I will tell you what you need to know and take my leave. However, keep in mind that I am clearly capable of besting you and your companions, so perhaps you ought to honor that deal, if you take it. Good afternoon, morning, or evening, folks. This is your host, Jordan Quiverns. I am the wingman, GM, and god of this world. Both the podcast world and the real one. I hope you're enjoying the episode so far. Well, this is Three of Hearts. You probably know that. We are a Space Kings TTRPG podcast. Space Kings is a fun game, and if you want to learn more about it, you can go to spacekings.space. It's created by Kevin Cole and Super Try Studios. Can you tell I haven't done a intro in a while? If you want to find me on social media, I'm at Jordan Quiverns and linked in the description. And my pronouns are they, them. And that's all the things I say in the intro.
Excellent. Good job.
Thanks.
This is Ela Alexi. You can find me online at Ela Alexi. I play Agent Vellum. He and I both use he and they pronouns. All the music is by Louis Zong. You can find their music at louiszong.com or on Twitter at EverydayLouis. The songs that we use are Dogtective for the intro, At Last a Piano for the midtro, and Ghost Plus Guest for the outro.
Hi, my name is Essa. I use she, her pronouns. I play Agent Felspar, who uses he, him pronouns. You can find the show at Three Hearts Cast on Twitter and Instagram, where you can follow us for updates about when there's a new episode or something cool we want to share, or just to come hang out. We love that. You can also find us on patreon.com/threeheartscast, T-H-R-E-E, spelled out, where you can find things like outtakes. You can find us playing A Quiet Year about the foundation of Vasa Natura. You can find us just generally sharing other cool behind the scenes and wacky things. And we would love it so much if you'd be able to toss us a little bit of money. It does cost us a little bit to produce the show with things like editing software and hosting. So if you can help, we love that. If you can't help, we love that anyway. Thank you for being here. You can find me online at SAHex.
Is going to try to get free again.
Bar will ask Jesper, why do you need to leave Clovenheart?
Well, it's a bit of a snap decision, if I'm being honest. Things are falling apart for me.
Spar, maintaining eye contact with Jesper, will sheath his sword and say, I don't want to hurt you. I've known you all my life. I just want to understand what's going on. Even if you have some part in it, I'm not going to hurt you. I just need to know.
Is Vellum still trying to escape?
Yep.
Okay. Flip agility, athletics again.
I got a 3 of hearts.
Oh.
And 2 more successes. So that's 5. The plan Vellum had is to pull out the Durayum gum. And put a bubble barrier to protect Anya.
Okay, but the barrier's around the chewer. Because you literally blow a bubble and it goes around you.
Okay. Can he blow a bubble and...
Yes. go ahead. We're going to resolve several things at once, but go ahead and flip. This is going to be our first gadgetry rule, because I think that's the rule for using, like, gizmos and stuff, right? So give me a agility gadgetry for, like, blowing a bubble and having it, like, ensnare Anya instead of you.
Okay.
Agility is one. Gadgetry is four. One for healthy, one for eclectic. That is three successes.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's enough. So, yeah, so this is the sequence of events. Well, Spar, can you flip me your charm persuasion?
Okay. Charm is two. Persuasion is two. That's four. One for healthy is five.
Plus your extra charm, right?
Yes, plus extra charm is six. That is three successes.
Dang. Okay.
Two kings and a queen.
Okay, so here's what happens. Vellum, you slip out of the grasp of the thing holding you, do a really quick maneuver, and blow a bubble around Anya, who is tossed as soon as Vellum wriggles free. But yeah, she hits the ground, and the bubble around her pops, and it cushions her blow.
Oh, it pops just like that?
It's one instance of damage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But she doesn't take any harm. She's fine.
That's good, at least.
She hits the ground. She's fine. Jasper just gets, like, a hollow look in their eyes. It says, Meram, I think if you know what I've done, you're going to want to hurt me.
Spar is ignoring everything that just happened except for Jasper, right? Like, they are laser he's laser focused on Jasper, and says, even if I want to, I won't. That's how the job works. It's not for me to decide what happens to people. It's just for me to find out. I just find information.
Okay. For Vellum's little situation, I will say the three figures uncloak. They are all these sleek, shiny, almost plastic-looking, automaton-ish creatures that no defining features. And two of them are, like, big and bulky and have one arm is basically a club and one arm is basically a shield.
Mm.
And then the one of them is much more slender and both of their arms are, like, little triangles with points, which is what was pressing into your neck.
Okay.
They're very polygon-looking creatures.
Mm.
Jasper closes their eyes and nods. And sees that they've also pretty much been beaten here, and says, Morpholomew didn't kill Arabella. He forcibly altered her and forced us all to fight her. We didn't perform the untethering, although it was her idea. We did not perform the untethering because we couldn't best Morpholomew. Performed it because we couldn't best Arabella. I did think she died that day for a long time. But I just learned she was afraid to show her face. She's not what she used to be. She has to eat raw meat to survive. She's been feeding on the animals in the forest. And we wanted to find a way to fix her. But
the pieces are coming together for Spar, and you can see the absolute horror.
You know, finding a cure for being altered, if you even can call that a cure, you can't reverse it with more biomancy. You can only make it worse, essentially.
Different.
Different. And look, anyone who's ever tried to create a way to reverse biomancy gets scrutiny, you know, talks of genocide, right? Trying to get rid of altered people. So we had to do it in secret. And so that's what we were doing in the silo. I came here today to Kurt was missing. Where could he be? Probably with Anya, if anywhere, right? So I came here to check on you two. And turned invisible, snuck inside, verified his presence here.
Kurt mentioned a benefactor.
Yes.
Who?
Diamond hired us. Not hired us. Helped us get this done. And they're working with someone. I think they have multiple efforts going to try to cure. Sorry. Erase biomancy.
Who else were you working with?
It was me, Arabella, and Diamond. Diamond is working with others. I don't know. They won't say.
Specifically trying to erase biomancy in Arabella or completely? This is out of character.
You'd have to ask that in character.
Because okay. I imagine, I don't know if Vellum can hear this conversation.
Oh, yeah. He totally can.
Oh, okay.
Do you ask that?
Yeah. Let me ask it in character. Mm-hmm. Do you mean erase biomancy from Arabella?
Yes. That's what Arabella and I want it for. Diamond, I don't know.
Where's Arabella now?
Probably among the Multras in the Multra tunnels.
Will you stay in Clovenheart until this is done? It's not my job to decide what happens to you or to anyone, but it is my job to protect people, including Kurt, including Anya.
Are you going to tell people what I've done soon? Because I don't think I'm safe here if you do. I'll stay put if my involvement remains a secret until the situation changes.
I will not tell anyone without letting you know who I will tell. I promise you a full day head start, and I will not interfere with wherever you want to go. Agent Vellum, you didn't hear that.
Vellum will nod.
Jasper will nod.
Spar holds out his hand for Jasper to shake.
Jasper will shake it.
Spar says, thank you. And then turns his back on them. And walks over to where Anya is.
Anya is like a resisting... I don't think Anya is what she's resisting. But she's furious.
Are you hurt?
No.
Okay. He offers her a hand to stand up.
She takes it.
Helps her stand up, and then he goes to Vellum. Are you hurt?
I have a cut, but it'll heal.
Okay. Jasper?
Yes.
If you do anything to put anyone else in danger, I will not abide by our deal.
Jasper nods and says, I'm done.
Then get the fuck out of here.
They do that, and their little monkey life follow. All four turn invisible again as they leave. And Anya turns to Spar and says, we have to get to Diamond before they skip town.
Yes.
If they're the ringleader, God, I cannot believe everything I just heard. I feel like my heart is going to explode. Okay. This is tricky. We still don't know the whole picture.
Out of character, do we still think that there might be a fake Jasper and a real Jasper? Or is that not a thing?
I think that was only ever Ela's theory.
I have ruled out nothing. Okay. I co-sign that the Jasper thing may be a theory. I would believe anything at this point.
Because, I mean, the idea for the theory was that Jasper wasn't biomanced, but now they are biomanced. Mm-hmm. But I guess that could have happened in the time between when Spar had last visited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
You don't know. Anya's going to say, we still don't know with 100% certainty that they're behind the other missing people either.
That's true. It seems pretty likely, but that is true. We don't know. Have you eaten?
Not really.
Okay. Food first, and then we'll pack.
All right. That's a plan.
Spar will usher Vellum up the stairs. He is included in the food first part. Before they go, Spar will fish a handkerchief out and dab at the spot of blood on the back of Vellum's neck. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm merely trying to put all the pieces together.
You seem pretty well practiced at being held hostage.
It happens with a surprising amount of frequency, unfortunately.
Put it on the list of things that should have been in the case file.
As we're all, like the last moments here, as we're approaching, walking back up to the watermill, there is a single playing card face down on Anya's door. It's almost like it's magnetically attached to the door.
Does Vellum see it?
Everyone sees it, except for obviously Anya.
Don't touch the card.
Spar looks at Vellum. What do you know about the card?
What do you know about the card? I saw one. Was it the same night as the concert? I can't remember.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where did I see it? Was it at the? It was at
in the lab with the silo.
I saw one in the silo, and I'm not sure I can fully understand what happened exactly, but I saw a vision, and I think something changed.
I picked a card up after the concert, and that's when my mom's sword.
Okay, so definitely not touching that card, right?
We can't leave it.
I suppose we don't want a random person coming by and ending up caught in the collateral damage.
Yeah, Spar opens Anya's door around the card.
So actually, when you guys were having a conversation, can you both flip me one card? Let me know what it is.
Nine of spades.
Queen of clubs.
Okay. As your conversation's wrapping up, you noticed an almost like entranced Anya reaching for the card.
Spar grabs her. Like bear hug, pinning her arms to her sides.
What are you doing?
You were reaching for the card that Vellum and I were just discussing in some sort of creepy magic thing.
Oh, you two talking, right?
Yeah, I don't like these cards.
I don't know, bad card. Here, Agent Vellum, could you please get the door? Careful.
Vellum will attempt to open the door without touching the card because we haven't figured out what to do with it yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the card just flutters to the ground.
Okay.
Spar will pass Anya into the house.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then bend down and light the card on fire.
Ooh. With what? Oh, a lighter, I guess.
His lighter, because he smokes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Okay. The card begins to burn. Spar, flip me. I don't even know what the fuck to flip for this. Hold on.
survival.
No, flip presence and
explosives.
Flip me presence and arcana.
Okay, presence is 2 and arcana is 2 and healthy makes 1, so that's 5. 5. Motherfucker. 1 success and a joker.
No.
I have 4 more drive.
Okay, so I'll tell you that, like, you feel like a presence trying to break into your mind.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. An additional success. 2 successes and a joker. And that's okay. All my drive used.
All right.
Is there anything Vellum can do?
So, hold on. Let me describe what happens. Spar, and only you hear this, but for lack of a better word, the car just starts screaming when you set it on fire.
Mm-hmm.
And you almost feel like it's trying to exert dominance over you, and you're able to resist that.
Mm-hmm.
But you do feel a strange guilt over this card's suffering, and that its absence would be a loss for the world in some way.
Just killed someone.
Yeah, it feels like you're killing someone.
How long does it take for the card to burn?
I'll say from Velm's point of view, like 15 seconds. From Spar's point of view, it feels like a couple minutes.
Mm-hmm. I think then Velm would see Spar like jerk towards the card like he's going to put the fire out with his hand and then stop himself and then reach for it and then stop.
When the card burns away entirely, instead of leaving ash behind, it leaves behind it like a solid, like card-shaped block of carbon. And it hovers in the air for a second and then hits the ground with tremendous force that like sends both of you staggering backwards and pierces the wood of Anya's porch and then pierces the ground beneath that and just falls and falls and falls and falls and falls until it's long out of your line of sight. And there's just a hole, card-shaped hole, leading down to the center of the world, for all you know.
Dang. Okay, maybe we'll find a different way to handle the next one.
I think I killed it.
I was gonna ask if maybe we could get a bowl inside and just kind of scoot it into the bowl, and then we wouldn't really...
think it was alive.
Have to... yeah. We'll do something different next time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anya, just oblivious to the scene outside, is like, so I have granola bars already made. And then, like, she drops a plate of, like, these granola bars. And she, like, feels your hurt. And I think that's where we'll end the episode. unless you want to continue it.
No, we'll leave it there.
Okay. Wow. Talk about episodes that did not go the fucking way I planned it to whatsoever. That was one of them. Not bad, just so much different than I imagined. Today's Three of Hearts was brought to you by Durium, the durian-flavored bubblegum guaranteed to prevent one instance of harm, no matter how lethal. Durium, a choice you'll never regret, a flavor you'll never forget. Please note, Durium will not protect you from emotional harm. Durium is not responsible for any immediate subsequent harm resulting in loss of life or limb. Durium is made from a variety of chemicals known to cause migraines and intestinal distress. Durium should not be used as a meal replacement.